News.
It's 14 degrees and sunny. I'm Renee Rogers with 91X News. Parents expecting their children home from school soon should know two buses have been delayed. The buses serve a total of six area schools. Bus 327 to Quinte Secondary School and Centennial Secondary School will be delayed 45 minutes due to mechanical problems. Bus 487 to Marmara Senior Public School, Madoc Public School, Earl Prentice and Center Hastings Secondary School will be delayed by 20 minutes, also due to mechanical problems. If you're upset about the robocall scandal involving the federal government, the local Liberal Association invites you to a rally in Belleville tonight. It hopes to demonstrate local residents want answers about phony calls allegedly made during the last election, directing voters to wrong polling stations. Association President Lenore Begley says she hopes the rally will send local MP Daryl Cramp a message.
We want him to take and demand a full judicial inquiry into the findings of Election Canada and the RCMP investigation. And we also want the Canada Elections Act to impose meaningful consequences for any wrongdoing.
Rally for Your Rights starts at 5 o'clock at Market Square. Provincial police are taking aim at online fraud. March is Fraud Awareness Month in Ontario, and the number of scams continues to rise across the country. In one scheme, computer owners receive calls stating their machine has a virus. The fraudsters then offer to repair the computer over the internet, where they have access to all your personal information. Northumberland OPP Constable Phil Clark says trust your instincts.
The old saying, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. If it doesn't sound right, it's probably not. And if you're ever unsure, you're not required to give your information to anyone. It's you that controls whether you give that information or not.
Clark says if you know anything about online fraud, you should call police or Crime Stoppers. Clouds of tear gas are wafting over downtown Montreal right now as police clash with students protesting planned tuition fee increases. Police with helmets and shields charged a line of students near Loto-Québec headquarters as a line of barriers to contain the demonstrators was pushed down. Police spokesman Daniel Fortier says students are still on the move downtown.
The only thing that I can comment is that the demonstration is still going on and we are still providing security all around the place because it's making a major traffic jam in the area. So for the safety of the people on the road, so you must avoid downtown.
Several students were arrested, some tackled by police, who fixed plastic ties around their wrists before hauling them away. Apple has revealed a new iPad model with features including a sharper screen and faster processor. Apple says the new display will be even sharper than high-def television sets. It will also be four times faster. CEO Tim Cook made the announcement in San Francisco.
Today we're announcing the new iPad, and it is amazing.
Apple highlighted Bell, Rogers, and Telus as service providers that will offer the high-speed service for the new iPad. That's 91X News to 403. Here's Austin Mackay with sports.
There's no mistaking it. Penguins belong on the ice. The Pittsburgh Penguins have won each of the last six games as they host Toronto tonight. The Maple Leafs will not have winger Joffrey Lupul in the lineup, but they've called up Carter Ashton, the young forward they traded for at the deadline. Carolina and Buffalo is the only other game on tap for the evening. The Sabres hope the Canes' road woes continue as Carolina currently holds the worst road record in the league, having won only 8 games out of 30 away from Raleigh. Canadian cross-country skier Len Valliez is making his first appearance on a World Cup podium. He finished second in today's sprint competition in Norway. The 23-year-old from Toronto is in his third season on the World Cup circuit. He finished fifth at an event in Finland earlier this year. It looks like another CFL star will be heading below the border for next season. Kicker Justin Medlock, formerly of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, has agreed to a three-year deal with the Carolina Panthers. He'll earn a reported $3,900 in his first year. Also from the CFL, offensive lineman Edwin Harrison has signed a contract extension with the Calgary Stampeders. Harrison was injured for the beginning of last year and only played in 9 games. Just checking in with local hockey, the Picton Pirates have the night off as they prepare for Game 3 of the Empire B Finals. The series resumes tomorrow in Picton at 7:30 against the Campbellford Rebels. Remember to send us your team or league scores by email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Renee Rogers with 91x weather.
Tonight, increasing cloudiness with a 40% chance of showers before morning, the low of 8. Thursday, rain becoming mixed with wet snow late in the afternoon, high 9, with a temperature falling to plus 3 in the afternoon. Thursday night, rain mixed with wet snow ending in the evening, then clearing with a low of minus 6. And Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of plus 2. It's 14 degrees. I'm Renee Rogers with Austin Mackay, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 5.
This is 91X. CJLX. 91.3 FM.